There are many satsanga societies, but in Europe and America, Western countries, this is the only. And they have very kindly joined us. So to serve them is our first business. So you are talking of teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is, he was one of the very responsible ministers in the then government of Bengal. And as minister, he was a learned scholar, both in Sanskrit and Arabic. So he resigned his post as minister and wanted to join Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan movement. And he had some difficulties to get out of the responsible position. The Nawab Hussain Shah was very much counting upon his assistance. Generally, the Mohammedan kings, they were dependent on Hindu ministers. I have heard that in your this Bombay city, Aga Khan, his establishment and management were all Hindu officers. I do not know whether it is a fact. Is it a fact?
Sure.
Yes. They know that Hindus can manage very intelligently. They are not extravagant. So, Sanatana Goswami was favored by Lord Chaitanya by instructing him for 2 months. He created 2-3 lieutenants for preaching his cult. One of them was Rupa Goswami, one of them was Sanatana Goswami, the chief of the Goswamis. And he talked with also Ramananda Rai, another stalwart. He was also a statesman. He was governor of Madras on behalf of the then king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. He was a very powerful king. The Mohammedans, the Pathans, they practically conquered all over India, but they could not enter Orissa. He was a very strong king. And in those days, Madras was under the Orissa government. So another responsible officer is called this. No, sound. How is it happening? Then close these doors. So he was another big officer, governor. He also joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these two brothers, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were ministers in the government of Hussain Shah. They also joined. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also a big jamindar, landlord. So he also joined, and a big scholar, he also from Madras, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, he was also a very big scholar. He happened to be from Bengal. In this way, 6 Goswamis, they were immediate disciples of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya's instruction to them, directly he gave instruction to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Ramananda Rai. So one of the Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing at Benares. So his proposition was that some people, my neighborhood people or my dependents, government officers, they call me as a learned scholar, Pandit. Of course, it is a system in India that a Brahmin is addressed as a Pandit because he is supposed to become a learned scholar. Brahmin's business is to study Vedic literatures and teach others also, pathan pathan. He must be scholar and he must make others also scholar, not that he simply remains a scholar. No, that is bad. Brahmin is so liberal that he wants to make others also scholar. Patan patan, jajan jajan. Jajan means worshipping the Lord and jajan means helping others. Priest, you know, priestly business. Priest means he helps the householders how to become Krishna conscious. Purohit. Purohit means one who does welfare activities for the householders. The jajan jajan patana patan and dana pratigraha. Brahmin business is to take charity from his disciples, followers, and again spend it for Krishna's service. These six kinds of business is for the Brahmins and they are supposed to be very learned. Panditji. Brahman's position is Pandit. So he was called Pandit and he was actually Pandit. But he presented himself as a fool, although he was learned. He presented himself, my dear God, people say that I am very learned. But actually, I do not know what I am, where from I have come, why I am suffering. First of all, we do not know that we are suffering in every state. Why you are using this fan? Because you are suffering. Because the excessive heat we cannot tolerate suffering. Similarly, in the winter season, this wind will be another suffering. We have to close the doors tight so that air may not come. Now the air is counteracting suffering. And in another season, the same air will be suffering itself. So, the air is the cause of suffering and it is so-called cause of happiness also. Actually, we are simply suffering. That we do not know. But we get information from Lord Krishna that this place is Dukkhalayam Masasatam. It is a place for misery. You cannot expect any happiness. That is our foolishness. We are trying to adjust things to become happy, but we are so foolish that we do not know there cannot be any happiness. This is called ignorance. This is called ignorance. That Bhagava says, parabhavastavad abodhajata. Abodhajata, every one of us born foolish. And we are acting in different ways to become happy. But we do not know that every step we are being defeated. We are fighting with the stringent laws of nature, struggle. But we are happy by some complacent thoughts that we are becoming happy. We are advanced. We are happy. We are becoming educated, we are advanced in science. But Bhagava says, no, you are not advancing, you are simply being defeated. Because you do not know how to get happiness. You are not trying for real happiness. This ignorance is dissipated by the knowledge of the Vedas. Lord Chaitanya therefore has said, Krishna will say that, because we are so foolish, we have forgotten how to have become happy. Therefore, Krishna has made so many Vedic literatures. Ataye Krishna Veda Purana Karila. So we should take advantage of these Vedas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, we have already talked now, he said, sadhu shastra kripai jodi krishna namukh hoy. This is Bengali, I think you understand, I will explain it to you. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's proposal is, by the mercy of sadhu, holy man, or saintly person, a devotee, who is it? Sadhu. We know this term, sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person. But actually, there are different kinds of sadhus. Generally, people accept a sadhu when he is dressed in the saffron, dark garment. But there are different types of sadhus. Mahatma. Some of them may be Gyanis, who wants to merge into the Brahma effulgence. And another sadhu may be yogis, those who are trying to the same ambition to merge into the Supreme by finding out in the heart. Yogina, pasantijam yogi, dhyanavasthita malasa, by meditation, meditative mind, dhyanavasthita malasa, yang pasanti yogina. Yogina, they are trying to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by meditative mind. That is yogi. He is also sadhu. And bhaktas, just like we are taking the path of devotional service to serve Krishna at any cost. We don't think anything greater than the service of the Lord. That is a bhakta's position. Anukullena krishnanusilanam, that is bhakti. Simply to serve Krishna, favorably. Krishna conscious, always thinking of Krishna, how will we satisfy? Not thinking of Krishna, how I shall kill him. That is conscious, Krishna conscious. Conscious always thinking of Krishna. But his business was to make plan how to kill Krishna. not that sort of Krishna consciousness. Our Krishna consciousness is anukulena, even how Krishna will be satisfied. Although conscious Krishna consciousness helps him, he got liberation. Krishna consciousness is so nice that if you become Krishna conscious unfavorably, still you get the immediate profit being liberated. For which the jnanis and yogis are there trying hundreds of years. Krishna is so nice. If you simply think that I shall kill Krishna, I shall kill Krishna. There is a story in the Bhaktamala Grantha that a Pandit was reciting Bhagavad and he was describing Shamsundar. Mother Jasoda was decorating with all jewels very nicely to go with his coward by friends with the cubs and cows. Shamsundar and in the forest of Vrindavan. So one thief was also hearing that Srimad Bhagavatam. So he thought it wise, why not go to Vrindavan and get all these ornaments from these boys. They are all boys, so either I can kill them or somehow or other cheat them, get this ornament. That's a long story, I'm starting. So with that spirit, he went to Vrindavan to find out Sarasundar to exploit him, to take all the ornaments from him. But when he actually went to Vrindavan, he was finding out where is Sarasundar kept. And here I am. So first of all he was planning, my dear boy, give me all these ornaments, I'll give you nice things. He said, no, I cannot give you, my mother will be angry. No. In this way, then he decided that I shall take forcibly. In this way, simply by association, Shamsundar he became a devotee. That is the fact. Dhruva Maharaj also went to worship Shamsundar, Krishna, to get the kingdom of his father. He was insulted by his stepmother that you cannot sit down on the throne or in the lap of your father because you are not born from my womb. So he took it very seriously. He went to his mother that my stepmother insulted me like this. So his mother said, my dear boy, yes, it is a fact. Because you are not born from my, what is called, in the womb, I am unfortunate, you are born of my womb, so you cannot. So, then I must have. The boy was very insistent, Khatriya boy. Then Krishna helps you, then you can. Otherwise, how you cannot? Then he went to search out Krishna in the jungle, and he searched out. And when he saw Krishna, he said, Samin kithatosmi param bhajas. No more I want kitha. No more I want. This is the problem. So, pure bhakti is without any desire. But even if you are filled up with desires, you go to Krishna. Don't go to other demigods. Akama sarvakama ma moksha kama udaradhi. Tidve na bhakti yogena jajita paraman purus. Even if you have desires, not that unna vilasita sunna, without any material desires. Generally we go to temple to God for fulfilling some material desires. So Shastra says, even if you have got material desires, even if you are not Shuddha Bhakta, what to speak of Shuddha Bhakta? Even if you are enemy of Krishna, somewhere or other go to Krishna. Go to the fire. and he will get work. That is our propaganda. The Goswami is a comment therefore. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesa. Somehow or other, you just try to become Krishna conscious. And then everything will be successful. That is our problem. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sadhu sastra kripa. A sadhu means devotee. That I was going to explain. A sadhu, there are different kinds of sadhu, but only the devotee, he is sadhu. It is explained by Krishna himself. Opichet sudurachar bhajati imam anandava sadhureva samasa. He is sadhu. Even if we find some defects in him, due to his former habit. But he is simply engaged in Krishna's service, unflinching devotee. He is sadhu. He is sadhu. In spite of some defects, defects there may be. Even in fire there are some defects. Fire is so pure that anything impure you put into the fire, it becomes pure. Perhaps you know in our Hindu system, if one utensil becomes impure sometimes, we put it in the fire and it becomes pure. Is it not? Is it not? In Bengal this is this. The fire is considered to be pure. Therefore any ceremony is done before fire god. So, Krishna says that in fire is so pure, still there are some defects, there is more. So if you want to find out defects, you will find out in fire. But that doesn't matter. Fire is fire. Similarly, a devotee, an unflinching devotee, without any other desires, who is dedicated to the service of the Lord, he is sadhu. So we have to take shelter of the sadhu. Adu Gudbhasan. And sadhu will instruct you, not by means, but through sastra. He is sadhu. Sadhu will never speak to anything which is not in the sastra. Sadhu, sastra, and guru. And guru he, one of my spiritual master, who follows sadhu and sastra. Who follows his bona fide spiritual master and who follows the instruction of sadhu, is guru. Sadhu, sastra, guru, bhakta, tinete, kuryavati. Narottam Das Thakur says that you have to act by accommodating the instruction of sadhu, instruction of sastra, and your guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these ignorant people who are being defeated, such persons, they are being entangled in this materialistic way of life, in this material world. Krishna bhuliyati. He said, Krishna bhuli seiji anadi bohimmo. Anyone who has forgotten Krishna, he is anadi bohimmo. He is enamored by this external energy, material world. Just like in the Bombay city, everyone is working hard, very hard. The ambition is, how I shall be able to construct a skyscraper building. That's all. Why they are working so hard? The ambition is that I must have a skyscraper house, a good apartment, a nice wife, nice children, a nice bank balance, then I. But he does not know how long this thing will continue. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, then finish. your skyscraper building, your nice wife, your apartment, your dress, everything, that you have going. You do not know where you are going. That you do not know. There is risk. At the time of death, everything will be examined. What are you going to be next? You have to accept another body. So that body will be created in this life. Jang-jang-vapis. And that bodily structure will fall at the time of your death. Just like if you leave this apartment, you will have to go to another apartment. So you have to select another apartment, good or bad, that will depend on your capacity, how much rent you are able to pay. And then you leave this apartment. Similarly, at the time of death, by the superior arrangement, another apartment will be given to you, and immediately that is settled up, you leave this body and enter the life. Daiva-netrena, karmana, daiva-netrena. That will be considered by your work. If your work is so nice, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata divan. Pitri janti pitri prata. Bhutani janti bhutejya. Madhyajinopi janti maam. So if you have prepared your life for going to the higher planetary system in the moon planet or sun planet, or there are so many hundreds and thousands, millions of planets up and similarly down, similarly in the middle. Chaturdash bhuvan, 14 worlds. So, urdham gacchati sattasva. If you have developed satogun, then you will be allowed to go to the upper planet. Urdham gacchati sattasva. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. Jahanna guna vrittisya adho gacchati tamasa. So we have to see from the shastras, devasastra. So this is the position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that sometimes we are elevated to the sarva-loka, sometimes we are going to the narak-loka. In this way it is going on. But this is not our good business. Now suppose I am in this good apartment, say for 6 months, and next, if I cannot pay the rent, I have no means, then I have to, what is called? Jhopri. There are jhopris also in Bombay. So not that because one is in Bombay, he is always in the skyscraper. He may be in jhopri also. Everyone wants. So this is going on. Kabhu sarve, kabhu narake. Sometimes in the heavenly planet, sometimes in the hellish planet. This is going on. But this business is not good. Nasadhu manne. Even if you get the body of the heavenly planet, what do you get? There is also janma mrityu jarabhyabhi. You have to die there. When Brahma dies, avrahma bhuvana loka punaravarti. So this is the process going on. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ki sadhu sattva kripaya jadi Krishna mukta. Our only business is how to become Krishna conscious. How to become Krishna conscious. That can be done simply by the mercy of sadhu. Therefore sadhu's business is go from door to door and enlighten them. Mahat vichalanam meena grina dina chetasa. The sadhu's business is that he goes from door to door and tries to invoke Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness. In everyone's heart there is Krishna consciousness. It is in the sleeping state. Just like these European and American boys. Unless there is Krishna consciousness dormant, how it could be invoked? It is not sentiment. It was there. Our business was to just to arouse. Sabunadi Suddha Chitte Koro Yuda. Nitta Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Bhagunar. Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Udar. This is the statement of Chaitanya Chaitanya. The Krishna consciousness is already there. But by hearing and purifying yourself, that consciousness comes. Just like water. Water is very clean. When it drops from the cloud, it is very clean. But as soon as it drops on the ground, it becomes muddy. So that muddiness has to be cleaned, then water will come out again clean. Similarly, our consciousness is clean, Krishna consciousness, actually, originally. But because it is contaminated with the muddy things of the material nature, it is cloudy. So this process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is the cleaning, clarifying process of the consciousness. Clarifying process. Chita Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavarnirupapanam. If we take to this clarifying process, then it will be just like as clear as mirror and you will be able to see your face nicely. What happened? Then you'll understand that I do not belong to this material world. I belong to the spiritual world. Aham Brahmasmi. And when you realize that, then if you can act yourself as Brahma, then your life is satisfied. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodhasi Nakam. Samas Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhavakti Labhate Brahma. That is the beginning of devotional experience. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sadhu sastra kipaya jadi Krishna mukhoy, sei jeev nistare. Nistare means he becomes delivered. If somehow or other he becomes Krishna conscious, by the mercy of a sadhu, and by understanding the sastra, if somehow or other he becomes lean to Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible for being delivered from this miserable condition of material life. Maya tare charoy. Then this illusion, maya, releases our life. We are now. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijesa mama gunamani mama maya durataya. Māmīvaja prapattante, māyāmi tāṅkarate. The simple problem, that you surrender to Krishna and māyā immediately gives you release or no harm. That's all. Yes? Any question? So this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific, authorized, and practical, and very simple. You all take to this and be happy. That is our program. If you have got any question, you can ask. We shall hold class here in the morning at about 5:30, 6:00. and in the evening, 7:30, 7:30. Any question? Then I keep coming.